This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The 2025 harvest season is winding down, and as farmers store equipment away, they'll be downloading their yield data from combines. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly encourages farmers to use yield maps to assess their hybrid and variety performance, weed control, management practices, and more.
Also, from field to field, we've got big variations in soil types, rainfall patterns. Some of our farms are stretched out now, and one end of the farm maybe got the rain at the right time, and the other end maybe not.
Bly says yield maps are akin to a report card for the season, but 1 year of data alone doesn't paint the whole picture.
I would not use it to guide a fertility plan for next year. I know we can say that huge yields took off huge amounts of nutrients, but that should be used in tandem with soil testing because the soil has a lot to offer. We give the soil nutrients and the soil gives it to our crop, and we should avoid the mistake of taking soil out of that decision-making process.
With several years' worth of data, Bly states yield maps will identify the high, medium, and low-producing soils. He encourages growers to take a hard look at the underperforming acres, which may be too wet, too salty, or too dry, dragging down the bottom line year in and year out. He says changing tactics on those areas may boost overall profitability on the field. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.